Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Om Times Radio, to the Circle of Hearts. The circle, I've often used in the beginning of my show about the meaning of the circle, of how it's actually a point of one heart energy. That once you enter into the circle, all is respected. There's no one above you, no one below you, no one in front of you, no one behind you. It's a heart energy. And I've always believed in communities. And what has happened, as people who have followed my show know, I follow guidance quite a bit, and I've used Facebook. I kind of observe it because it's a pulse of the world, really. People showing what's important to them versus maybe mass media. And the other day, quickly, before I introduced you to Jim, I was reading about or seeing all the videos about what's going on in the North Dakota with the pipeline and how it affects the ecology, etc. And I'm listening to the people. And it's really incredible. It's amazing how all people are gathering for this event. It's sort of this mass awakening that's happening. And this one woman touched my heart so much. She goes, "No one's listening to us. The mass media is ignoring us. You know, hear us, hear our voice." And here I am. I'm thinking, okay, I have a show that on OM, which will allow many, many people of the world to hear if they choose. And I can do this. So it seems like spirit just went into crazy haywire. And I saw Jim Bray, Wolf of Trusty's name, and I go, I got to get hold of him. And I'm going, how do I do this? I'm not afraid. You know, he's got all these mails coming in. You know, he'll never see it. So I grabbed hold of Charlie Riverman. And I go, Charlie, you know him. Please get hold of him. We got to do this. And it just kept on going faster and faster. And guess what? Here's Jim today. And we're going to, I had told him before I start and the show over to him that I got a few messages. It just seems, and this I don't often do, I rarely ever do, but 9/11, 15 years ago, 9/11 heralded in an era of fear, of distrust, of a lot of not good things. It was a very bad era, but we do have these cycles in Earth history. And now we have, you know, the destruction of the planet, because we're doing this. You know, we're polluting the planet, and the planet sustains us. And I came across an article, a prophecy, Native American prophecy, the Eighth Fire, by the Anasazis. They go, there will come a fork in the road. One road will lead to materialization and destruction for all living creatures. The other road will lead to spiritual way upon which the Native American people will be standing. Standing, that caught my eye. This place will lead to looking to the lighting up of the eighth fire, a period of eternal peace, harmony, and a new way where the destruction of the past will be healed. Standing Rock, to protect us. Water is life. This is not an isolated situation. This has been building up. So many different groups have been calling attention to all the different wrongs. So on this day of 9/11, the event of the protectors of the Standing Rocks, they're saying, hear our voice, hear the voice of the ancestors. Teach our children to appreciate the earth. Recognize that if you destroy the waters, there is no life on this planet. You need this 9/11, all this is building up to the eighth prophecy. We're in a fork of the road. These people are showing us a major awakening. If you look and read at all the videos, all that are on the social media that's being ignored mask-wise, you have people of all different groups. This is not just a Native American thing. You know, people in Europe might say, well, this is pertains to country. No, this is a mass awakening. They are opening your hearts to something. So this is where I'm leading. In history, our children are going to see 9/11 15 years ago. They're going to see that as an era of fear. And now, maybe in the history books, 9/11, then the preceding days and the days afterward, is heralded in a new age. But this is going to be your choice. And this is why I asked Jim to come on, so he can explain what is happening. And we can look at the overall ramifications. I mean, you may be in a different country. You might go, this doesn't pertain to you. It does. Water is life. They're the protectors. This is the message that's coming across. Because if you don't do it, if you don't make this choice and awareness, our children have no future because there's no life. It doesn't matter what goes on because there will be no life to enjoy. The planet cannot sustain us. So having my little rant here, not rant, but message, I'd like to bring on Jim Graywolf, and a man of heart, a man of compassion, an activist who has really brought many people to awareness and coming together. So how are you, Jim?
I'm great. Good morning to be on here, to be talking. Sun shining. I live right above a river. It's running fast, so the earth is with us today.
I think I've looked at so many of your pages, and all over the world, people are touched. I mean, I see people from the UK saying, oh, our media hasn't mentioned this. I got to send this in. Norway, the indigenous people. And it doesn't necessarily relate to the indigenous people that have followed the elders' ways. This is reaching out to everybody and to some of the children coming up. They're speaking out.
Yes, they definitely are. It's well, let me lay a little bit of groundwork on this.
Sure. Like I said, I said my piece. Now what do you do?
Yeah. And to those who don't know what's going on, it's a good time to find out what's going on. And you can do that in a lot of ways. The mass media is covering it a little bit now, not much. And some of what they're covering is not actually accurate. You can go to the group that we created on Facebook, if you wish, Standing Rock Protectors. And join up. We've got things, that's exactly what the grandmother here is talking about. We've got things being posted from around the world. And we have things being posted directly from people who are at Standing Rock. So educating ourselves is really, really important. This is so much more than any one people. This is the Red Nations. This is the Lakota leading the way up there at Standing Rock. But everyone else is lining up behind them now. And it is part of the prophecies, as we just heard. You know, we have the prophecy of the four colors coming together. That's what's happening here. Four colors, doesn't matter what culture, doesn't matter where you are. And we have this wonderful fire now to all gather around called the Internet, called Facebook, called social media. This is where we tell the story. And so as friends were telling me what was going on around this, I thought, well, we need to get social media involved, because as I looked at television and even online, there was nothing. So we started that group. We started it right around the beginning of September. There's, I don't know what there is now, over 5,000 people, maybe pushing six by now. Because this is striking, I was going to say our hearts, and it is striking our hearts, but it's striking our spirits, friends. And it's not just Standing Rock. That is the trigger. That is the hot button. That is what we have to help be resolved now. But there's so many other places here in the U.S. and around the world. And this is the beginning of a whole new way of coming together and not allowing those in power to co-opt us with lies anymore, which is what's been going on for too long. So that's my little spiel at the beginning. That, and plus the fact I am not at Standing Rock. Some people who are in our group are at Standing Rock. We are scattered everywhere. I'm actually in Colorado. I'll be going to Sedona, Arizona next week and doing some retreats and teachings about this.
All right, we'll be back.
Okay.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing.
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter.
Fantastic.
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic.
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Just to point out, Jim has his message board open if you have something that you'd like to share. We have the lines open, and I have to admit I am not technology-wise good, but I'm sure, you know, Chris in the background will, you know, let me know. And this is so open for your hearts to join us. But until I kind of figured this out or seeing what was going on, either contact Jim on his message board or try us here, and I'll try to see what's going on. But meanwhile, Jim will continue the story of this event that's happening that's really waking something inside all people. If you want to go on with that thought.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot we have little ads on this. I'm not used to that. I'm just looking now, and actually we've gotten the message, which I copied over, and I'll read in a moment. But the group I mentioned, there's 5,200 people in it so far. They're adding themselves by the moment. That is a huge voice. We can't all be at Standing Rock, nor should we be. But we can do things. We had a huge rally in Denver this past Thursday, several thousand people. I see more of those around the country and even in European countries. So that's the way to have a voice. The big thing to remember is this must be peaceful. The old ways of throwing rocks and hating back, all that does is keep that rage and anger and hatred going. And so the people who spoke the other day, who were at Standing Rock the day before and came down to speak, that was a big part of their message. Please tell everybody, stay peaceful. That's how we win this time. So with that, if I can, let me turn over. We had, when I used to do my radio shows, we had a bunch of different groups that would show up. One group was the group of Running Elk, who is Pine Ridge, I believe, if I remember correctly, reservation. And he is back. I tried to get hold of our various groups. And so here's what he sent from Running Elk. Ho, Brother Grey Wolf, we are here on the res with you again, 11 of us, grandmothers and grandfathers and youngs, meaning young people. The Standing Rock thing is huge. Tell them all we are here and they are with us. Patakrio, I say, all our relations. So there's somebody who's right up near there. He's not at Standing Rock, but he's up there with the people. And you kind of hear it there once again. Here we are together as the four colors, as all people, but all one relation.
And that's amazing because everybody was separated, even the tribes, for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just an amazing event that they're fulfilling the prophecy with all the other people coming together. I've seen Asian groups with signs, with Standing Rock. I've seen, you know, the Black Lives Matter with Standing Rock. And it just keeps on continuing. And this is not something to be, you know, kind of pushed aside. Oh, well, you know, it's another little... No, this is a movement of humanity saying we want to take back our Earth.
Yep.
I love when the, you know, the people come across and say, you know, like they message you and say, we're here. That's a beautiful feeling.
You know, it really is, and it's interesting. When I was being taught things, I spent a lot of years, probably 30, I hate to admit that, going around the globe, yeah, right, and living with and learning from a bunch of different indigenous people. I was adopted by the Lakota. I was adopted by my Mayan family, and I am Gypsy Italian by birth. So as I did this, we would sit around the fires. We'd be in the forest or up on the mountains, and I'd be learning all I could. I was a sponge. That was a long, sometimes difficult way to learn, but it was awesome. And my teacher said, when the time comes, that I would also be teaching around the fires, and I would be part of the circles who would be sharing. But it would be different. The circles would not just be 10 or 20 people. They would be hundreds or thousands of people. And I had no idea what they were talking about. I see now this is what they were talking about. So it's critical we have our physical presence in some places, absolutely critical. But when we do things like this virtual thing, we're connecting, as you mentioned earlier, around the globe. At any moment, just a minute ago, I had a wonderful woman from Germany who's sharing this all over Europe, who was messaging me. I had one of the Sami people up in Norway messaging me. I had people from the Reyes messaging me. How else could we possibly get the word out in a better way? It's absolutely beautiful.
And of course, I'm going to have to go home. There are world communication media, but they come from the heart. Anything that is to be of service to our planet, mm-hmm. on all levels, they're in the mm-hmm. forefront. And that's why I was so excited when I said, oh, we can do this. And I know it's going to anybody that's attracted to hear this, and their social media marketing, if there's any place that this message can be put, people mm-hmm. will hear it. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm thrilled. So whoever prophesized to you and said you'll be teaching thousands or millions, or you know what I'm saying. It won't be in a little group. It's going to be in this huge circle that people are going to be coming together through this virtual reality. This is the way we communicate now.
Yes. It's absolutely one way. And I'm looking and I'm waiting for some others. We're getting kind of swamped with this in a good way. But I have five or six of us who are working on these virtual pages. I'm looking for some young people to step up who will work with us and put it on the media that they use. The, what do you call that? Pinterest and the thing they use with their self. See, I don't even know what they're called. We're really looking to do every way we can to get this out. Because if we wait for the main media, we could grow old waiting. So any young people who hear me and want to do that, go connect with that group I mentioned. And Standing Rock Protectors on Facebook. And chat with any one of us who's managing that. And we'll do all we can to help you set it up. Because we want to connect with everybody wherever they'll see it.
There's, I know, Facebook, like I say, it really is the pulse of humanity. There is a page, the Earth Guardians, and these are where the young people are. And the young man that's pretty much the spokesperson, I can't even pronounce the name he uses. It sounds very Mayan, or, I destroy it. But he's very vocal. I've been watching him for the past year.
He's actually he's the grandson of a friend of mine.
Oh, really? How does he say his name?
I don't know, and I wouldn't even try.
Okay, I don't feel so bad then.
No.
He's been out there, and he's gathering the young people. This is their future. I mean, this is their planet, their lives, and we don't, do this heads up and see what things are happening all over the world. We destroy them too. I'm glad you know of him, because I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, I do. I've reached out a few times. He has not gotten back to me. I am going to try again, even just to send him some information so he's aware that other people are also engaged. I totally respect he's focused on the young, but once again, we have to connect circles, and that includes him and his circles, I hope.
Yeah, there's a lot of young people that are ready for this because they realize this is going to be the mm-hmm. life. Either to live in a fully polluted ecology. And I see amazing young people all over the world creating new technology to clean up the planet. So that's why I said this one event is so important on so many levels. This is not just a group saying, okay, here we are, we don't want this. They're sending out a message that it's time to hear the voices of the ancestors purely to take back the beauty of the earth and to stop its destruction. So we're now, there's, like I said, so Facebook is very filled with this, but and the people that are actually on the Protectors on Standing Rock who are making this stand, they need some kind of help and supplies, that this is not going to end. I mean, they made forward progress, you know, this Friday, but they're going to need some help to continue. And, you know, I've seen that, you know, one of your pages where people can either donate, or if you can donate supplies, what do they need and how can we help them?
Well, I think we're going to hit your 15-minute mark in about a second.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So should we wait?
Yeah, we'll continue on that thought. But this is something, okay, you know, that when we come back, that, you know, I'd like you to address, because they're holding space there. You know, it must be awesome to be in a group of people that are of the same mindset and the same purpose and the same love. So this is very unique in the world, because usually we're all scattered all over the place.
Yeah.
So, like I said, okay, we'll wait for the commercial. This is the one time that we're ahead of the commercial.
Of course, we're ahead of it, and then it doesn't show up, isn't it?
I do this all the time. You know, I'll get started talking. Ah, here we are.
There we go.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Jim, before we start, this old grandmother here finally realized that there's messages. And I see something. You got that? I think you read the one from Running Elk.
No. Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, there's another one, Justin, Australia here. We're all in support of this in my town, and I've heard some Aborigine groups are watching and supporting. It's time. Like, wow. You know, I'm glad. I'm looking at all these, you know, these little things here, and I'm going, I wonder if I touch it, am I going to go and click us off or what? I took a chance. I go, oh, wow, we got messages. All right. So, thank you, Justin, for writing in. You know, it really does mean it's all over.
It does.
So let's, you know, bring in, like I said, this is just a first step for them, that some of the construction was halted by the president, you know, for further discussion. So a first step. But this is going to take time, and the people, I mean, this land is very open. I mean, it's not like, well, you can go down to the store and get supplies. That's not happening. So can you explain what they're facing and maybe what they need and how we can help?
Yeah. And again, most of this is things I have heard from people who are up there or people who have come down and talked to the vets. So it's right. It is not an easily accessible place. You really can't get any electronic connection at the camp itself, the protest camp. To really do anything much, they have to drive a long ways to Bismarck, North Dakota, in order to actually connect. So that makes it kind of difficult. I see in some places they're saying there's 3,000 people there now. The folks who were with us the other day said that it's over 5,000 now. So it's growing dramatically. That's a lot of people to feed. It's going to be a lot of people to help with clothing as winter comes, because they're there for a long haul. They're not about to back off on this. They need money to help buy things. So some things you can do. On our group page, I set up where they can go to our nonprofit, Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, www.sotem.org. Hit a donate button and then just put in the place where you can leave messages that it's for Standing Rock. If they wish to do that, they can go to a couple places I know are secure and will end up where they need to. They can go to the Standing Rock tribal offices. There is now a page there where you can donate directly to the effort. There's a GoFundMe group. There's a bunch of GoFundMe groups. The one that I know is really accurate and it goes where it needs to is a very large one. I believe they've collected like $400,000. So if you go into GoFundMe and put Standing Rock, you'll see a bunch of different ones. Find the one with that big hunk of money. That is going to them. And finally, there's one, Winona LaDuc, who is an amazing spokesperson for the people and does so much for the tribes, called Honor the Earth. That's a nonprofit, and they are helping fund Standing Rock and other efforts. So there's some you can go to. If you're going to send supplies, food, water, warm coats, warm clothes in general are certainly needed. Now, how you get it in, I'm not sure. You can get into the camp. You may be stopped by the police just to be harassed. So make sure, whether you're bringing supplies or going yourself, make sure you have nothing illegal in your cars, because they're looking for excuses. Just answer questions and then they'll let you through. So you can bring some supplies. If you're going yourself to stay a while, please make sure you bring everything you need. Do not strain their resources even further. Bring whatever food, whatever water, whatever clothing, whatever you need to sustain yourself while you're there. Bring that with you. And if you have room and money, bring a little extra so you can put some into their pot. That's, I think, the best way to go about it right now. And again, we've heard that repeatedly from the people who are up there. They have kitchens that are enormous kitchens trying to cook for so many people. So any food at all helps, obviously. For me, I find that donating the cash right into the spot allows them then to go get what they need. And that's not always easy either, because again, they've got a long way to go to get supplies, but at least they can do it.
I was going to say, and people don't realize, maybe from different parts of the world, that the area they're in is very flat, and when winter comes, it is cold. I mean,
yeah.
It's like being on this barren land, and so that's for them to put this. And one question I want to, when I'm done with this, to be out there and to being the protectors of Standing Rock. I mean, that's always symbolic. You know, they're making a stand there. This is not a violent stand. This is for the earth stand, making people aware. But my question to you is, how did this whole thing start? I mean, it happened? How did this land, it was not exactly an oversight. It almost seems like deliberate. I'm not trying to get into political. But some event facilitated them saying, no, this is enough. And how did the tribes all of a sudden decide to come together? We got to do this. I mean, can you give any background on that? Or
boy,
I know that's a big one.
No, but that's fine. There's an easy answer. There's one easy answer to it. Spirit said it's time to come together. We were told this is the time. The four colors would come together. That's that prophecy, if people don't know it, that when the time was right, the four colors, which represents the four colors of human beings, white, red, black, yellow, all other colors of people are a mix of those. Like me, I'm olive skin, so I guess I'm a mix of several of those colors. And so it is time, and this was the event. This oil company was going to go in a different direction. And of course, the non-native people did not want it in their backyard. So they decided they were going to force it through the reservation lands. They never asked permission. They never spoke with the native people. They never got the permits needed. I mean, it's a long, long list. And we're finding this now in so many things, I find. The greedy ones, the ones who think they're still in power, although they're losing it rapidly, still think they can do whatever they want, still think the people won't pay attention, still think the people will not speak and act. Well, I find it incredibly amazing, prophetic, that it's starting with the native people here in this country, our Native American brothers and sisters, the people that our European ancestors almost wiped out, and forced them into these reservations. And what is that reservation land? It's what you're talking about. They were given the worst possible land in the country. They were given the land no one wanted to work. They were given land that they hoped would finish killing them off. And now here they are leading this. To me, the ones at Standing Rock and other places like that, they're the heroes. They're on the front lines. They're doing the work. They're going to face this winter, which I've been on those reservations for extended periods in the winter. I can't tell you how cold they are. It's incredible how cold they get. But they're ready to do that because that's their task. And so the rest of us who are helping support that are doing what we need to do or trying to do anyway. And I'm seeing, as I say that, I'll shift over if I can because there's some more messages.
Yeah.
Here's one from Christine Jones. It's time to honor the treaties. It's time to honor Mother Earth. They are the same. As far as jobs, put people to work, undoing the fossil fuel leftovers and move to the sustainable energy. Rebuild. Water can be used to provide electricity, geothermal, solar, wind. None harm the earth. This is a peaceful, prayerful awakening, and its time has come. You can't stop something this time has come. The world is watching and standing with us. Ooh, powerful.
Yes.
And you see that there's a key element there. We have the renewable energy sources available, and we have the technology. Now, for years, they've suppressed it, obviously, because the greedy ones just want to keep raping the earth, and they don't care how many people they kill. They don't care about the seven generations, how many of our kids' kids we kill. But we've got countries now around the world, not a lot of them yet, but some, who are on totally renewable energy now. There is no need for oil anymore. There is for a short term where we finish shifting over. I mean, we can't just shut it off in one day because everything would stop. But that's short term. We don't need all these pipelines to bring more and more, you know, millions of gallons a day going under the Missouri River. Come on, that's ridiculous. So we need to invest in those things that are sustainable for us and the earth, because the big partner in this is the Earth Mother. If we don't wake up, you know, she's going to shake us off. So thank you.
Saying that, haven't you, in the past year with the floods, fires?
Yep. Yes.
That's, you know, as it goes on, she's giving us a message. Like I said, this show, this day, 9/11, this call of distress, you know, alert, is very special. Is we can usher in new things, and the people in other countries, you can start. Not revolution. You can have your voices. Listen to your ancestors. Listen to what they had to say and work with them. If you're in Australia, listen to the Aborigines. Okay, the show's going fast. All right.
Boy, it sure is.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
I'm Alec Baldwin with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I grew up loving circuses and other traveling animal shows, but it never occurred to me what life might be like for the animals. Training wild animals to do things they don't understand takes force. Routine discipline with a hook or whip or the heel of a boot shows the animal exactly who's the boss. Don't patronize animal acts. Please contact People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
757-622-PETA.
Jim, before we start, I see you have another message here from Susan. It says, good to hear you again. Great Britain here. Why are they going under the rivers? Are they crazy? So many breaks every month. And I think we've seen evidence of this on Facebook and people, all these pipelines, and when they crack, no matter what, you know, the engineers say, you know, they do crack, and all the land in the water that's polluted. So I guess they are crazy.
No, they're not crazy. They're greedy. There's a difference. And see, oil is no longer about need, it's about greed. Like I was saying, we have other sources now. We can start changing rapidly. But they simply, in my opinion, don't care. We have people who are walking in such darkness of spirit that they truly don't care about anything. They don't even consider what they're doing and don't care in the future. They're living their life. They want everything they can get out of it. That's a sad way to be, and I really I feel sorry for them. I also know we have to stop them. They've done it for so long, as I was saying earlier, they think they can continue to do it. And I don't think it's going to work that way. I know it's not anymore. And so as you're saying, Susan, it's good to hear from you again. All you friends who are listening around the globe again, it's good to hear from you again. Are they crazy? No, they're not. Why are they going under rivers? I can't, because it's easier and probably cheaper. Unfortunately, and this is a great example of Standing Rock, they're going under or want to go under the Missouri River. That Missouri River feeds 6 different states. When it breaks, notice I didn't say if, because if you go online, you'll see breaks happening all over the place in the last year or two. When it breaks, we're polluting the watershed of 6 states here. And there's other places like this in Europe where they're going under rivers with these things, where if they break, when they break, they'll pollute numerous countries. So once again, it's about money. It's about greed. They obviously don't care anything for anyone. They came in on a holiday weekend here, this mining company. They sent their goons in, I don't have any other word for them, to start destroying some native ceremonial and burial sites. They did it on a holiday weekend, so people hopefully wouldn't even notice. And then they brought in the trainers and the dogs to attack people. They're doing all they can to provoke the protectors. And so far, and boy, they have all my respect, those protesters, those protectors have not been provoked. They are staying in their energy. They are staying in their spirit. And so if they can keep doing that, and they will, they'll be able to win the day here. It is a temporary injunction that the president brought because the judge decided that, oh, it's okay. You know, the mining company can do what they want, even though the reservations are land that belongs to the native people. They are sovereign nations within our nation. Even in spite of that, the judge sided with those with the money, which again is what's been going on, and said it was okay to go ahead. Well, the president stopped that, but that is only a temporary thing. So we have to keep this going here and elsewhere.
And I think it's important, like you said, with the peacefulness of the gathering of all hearts together. And I think that's what's touching people, because people are so tired of violence. They figure, oh, well, violence, well, this is a temporary thing. No, this is an awakening movement of all countries, of taking back your voices, of if you're not happy with something, doing something about it. It's not a revolution. It's a movement toward peace. And they, the protectors of Standing Rock, are the example. That's why prior to Fusing State, the show, I was getting, you know, messages. The ancestors are behind you. I kept on getting, I mean, it sounds crazy, but I had even told Charlie this. I said, I'm hearing drums and rattles and voices singing to the sky. They are behind you in support. So having this show is trying to bring the message out even further that no matter where you are in the world, listen to your elders. They're the ones connected to the earth. And this is important. This isn't, well, you know, a flyby thing. Make that choice. Like the 8th fire prophecy says, there's a fork in the road, and now which way are you going to choose? So we only have a few, we got about 10 minutes. Jim, do you have any messages for people or suggestions or et cetera?
You know, boy, there's so much. I mean, we could go on all day on this, but yeah. Well, we just got one thing in from a friend of mine, Wanda. And Wanda said, Jim, you have said, listen to your elders, but support the youth. So maybe I'll go on that for a moment. She's right. I've been saying that a lot for a long time. I'm glad to still be here. I was told I would be here when this happened to help. Some of us who were here in the 60s, we started some of this. What's the word? Conflict then, because we were not doing it in a peaceful way, except for the African-American community. Martin Luther King galvanized them in a peaceful way. But there wasn't enough support. Now, yes, let's listen to the elders who have gathered this knowledge. Let's listen to the ones who have gone through this. So we see, okay, here's what didn't work before, here's what might work now. But then we need to support the young people because they're the ones who will take this forward. When we were young and tried to stand up, there was no one to support us. We were the freaks. We were the oddballs. We were the long hairs. We were the love generation. We were this, that, and the other thing. Those of us who remember, those of us who are still here, need to really stand behind the young and say, we're with you. We have your back. We're ready to do what it needs as well as you. And so I think that is really, really critical. Thank you, Wanda. That's a great thing to bring in right now. I'm noticing, I looked the other night because I asked on our page, you know, just for the heck of it, where are you guys from? What do you consider yourself to be? The last count as I was trying to do this was there was 31 countries represented and some 150 different people who they thought they were part of or who they recognized themselves as part of. That is diverse. And that is awesome.
So that's the power of social media. I think the mainstream media figures, oh, well, all we do is talk about who's who and image. Well, I don't like, you know, because you're fat or, you're different. No, there's a lot of important work going on the Internet. And I think they're going to be really surprised because people – they're coming to you. You know, you didn't put out this sign, you know, help us or anything. These people found you all over the world. You know, you and the Protectors of Standing Rock, you know, the whole movement.
Yep.
So I think they better start paying attention. Yep. It's a quiet revolution happening.
Well, you know, it's interesting you've used that term a couple of times because Bernie Sanders, who was one voice for potential change, has started a nonprofit, and it's called Our Revolution. And so it is a revolution, but it is a quiet, peaceful revolution. And I think that's the big difference. We are one circle, whether it is the people standing at Standing Rock, whether it is us trying to share it on the virtual, whether it's people in Europe or Scandinavia or Australia standing up, it is one circle, not a bunch of little circles anymore. And yeah, I was thinking of it last night. I had the TV on for a little while, and all they kept covering was the election. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, we've got something like this going on that affects everyone at even a deeper level. There's no politics if there's no water.
That's true. When the words came out, we're the protectors and water's life. I mean, how basic can you get your bodies made of water? You need it to sustain your life, all life on this planet. I mean, what aren't they getting? I don't understand this, you know?
Yeah, I have, and we could do another whole show on that. I have my own thoughts on that. But I think so much of this is co-opted and bought and paid for by the wealthy people who really don't care. That's what we have to break. We have to break that cycle. They have to truly represent we the people, not we the 1%. And that's what this is about.
That's true. Well, like I said, on this day of 9/11/2016, we are ushering a clarion call to the world. Listen, make your choice. Which fork in the road do you want to pursue?
Yep.
You love your family. You love your children. Let's choose to help the planet. She's asking for our help. You have wonderful people at Standing Rock that are foregoing their own basic needs. They've all come together, and they're saying, listen, hear our voice. And Jim, I thank you for coming on so that others have a chance to hear what's going on and maybe think about this. And go on social media. There's a lot of good information.
Yeah.
And let's come together, all the four races, all the world. It's a quiet revolution. Nobody wants, we're tired of the war. Enough already. Let's usher in some peace for both ourselves and for our children. And unfortunately, the show goes too quick. I think you and we could keep on going. But this is a start. Join the circle. And thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. And everybody that lend their voices to the show. You're greatly